There's a new wave of positive psychology right now. It's easy to acknowledge yourself and say, well done, you're doing good. So my first advice is sit with it. To go to gym, let me try to eat a little bit healthier.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit?
Hello, I'm happy to introduce to you Fabiana Dorea. She's a corporate lawyer turned into life coach, public speaker, and writer. You can find her on Instagram at Fabia_Dorea. She will be posting upcoming workshops, and she takes group and individual coaching, and you can request to contact her via Instagram. So today we'll be talking about how to marry yourself and how to achieve self-love. So with no further ado, hello, good morning, Fabiana. How are you doing?
Hello, good morning. Well, good evening. I'm very good, thank you.
Oh, that's right. You're in the UK. You're a few hours ahead. You're in the future. Okay.
I'm actually in Brazil right now.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
So four hours behind the UK.
Okay. All right. Well, give us a little bit of an idea. I know you had a big turning point in your life and embarked on a new journey. So tell us a little bit about that, and then we can go into our topic, which is how to love yourself.
Hi, everyone. So yeah, this I'm very fond of this topic because this is actually how I've been experiencing my life so far. I had to make a choice, and my choice was to marry myself first. And I also had to make another choice, which was to teach myself how to become human again, you know. Sometimes we strive so much for perfection that we forget that we are actually human. So for me, the turning point was a lot of pain and discomfort in my life. There was nothing wrong with my life. I was engaged to an amazing man, and I had a good job as a corporate lawyer back in Brazil. But there was something longing on me, which I didn't know what it was. And I thought I needed fixing. And I could not tell, I could not talk to anyone because all of my friends thought I was crazy because they all wanted that. They wanted a man that loved them to get married and a good job. And I, for me, it was just not good enough. And then I started to beat myself up for not wanting that, for not wanting what everyone wanted. So it was a lot of battle, inner battle, a lot of feelings of feeling lost, asking myself what I was doing here, a lot of existential questions, a lot of pain of not fitting in, of not belonging. So I decided to take a leap of faith, not knowing what the future would hold or not even knowing what I wanted. I didn't have a clear vision of what I wanted when I went to London by myself without not knowing anyone. I left my fiance back in Brazil at the time and I went to London. And during this time in London, it was very hard, you know, coming to a complete new culture and trying to find a new job and make friends and trying to adapt and adjust. And all of my demons started to rise up. You know, I want to be accepted by others. I want to be part of a group. I wanted to belong. So at the beginning, I started to really amputate myself to fit in spaces I couldn't fit anymore, just to be part of something, even if that something was detrimental to me. And that for me is the biggest act of not loving yourself. When you castrate yourself to belong to something you never actually belong to in the first place, just not to be lonely with your own self.
So it's kind of like you're falling in a trap where you don't listen to your heart, right? It's kind of like you're really more reactive than rather looking inside yourself and see, like, what am I really passionate about? What is my calling, right? So if you handicap that, it causes a lot of problems within your health, right?
Yeah. And probably my calling has always been there, but I was too busy fighting my demons and fighting the unloved aspects of myself that I didn't accept to listen to it. You know, you can just hear your calling when your mind is calm and, you know, and tranquil. And at that phase, I was in a battle, in a constant inner battle with myself to be accepted by others, probably because I was not giving that self-acceptance myself, you know. And I remember as it was today, about on the year of 2015, I really reached my lowest point. I had no idea what I was doing in this world, what was my purpose in life. And I decided to listen to these demons, which are not demons, it's just there to inform you something. And instead of battling them, I started to befriend them. And that's when I started to do shadow work. And my quest now was to accept the parts of myself that I was unable to accept. So my quest was for integration of the whole, you know. It was for the whole, to be whole. And when I started that, when I started to accept myself as a human being and in striving for progression and not for perfection, all of my relationships got better, not only romantically, with family, with friends, because for me, this idea of you looking for your better half is completely wrong. You're not a half human being looking for another half human being. You are a complete human being looking for someone to complement you and walk alongside your journey, you know? But it's easier said than done, because the thing is, it's very easy to love yourself when everything in your life is working as planned, is working accordingly. When you're feeling great in your body, when you're feeling great in your work, when you're feeling great in your relationship, it's easy to acknowledge yourself and say, well done, you're doing good. But when things doesn't turn out as expected, that's when you ought to love yourself the most. Because that's when your inner child needs the most, you know? That's when you need to pick up the pieces and get up again and say, okay, you know, what do I have to learn from that? What is this situation trying to tell me?
Right, you know, right.
Get out of the self-beating and self-loathing and really learn so that you don't fall into this pattern again and create a vicious cycle.
So are there some specific ideas or suggestions or tips that you could give our listeners that could help them when you are in a negative spot, when you are self-doubting yourself, to overcome that and really try to go towards the direction of self-love?
Yes, 100%. First and foremost, I think it's very important that we understand the time that we are today. There's a new wave of positive psychology right now of, you know, good vibes and namastes, which I think it needs to be really read with a lot of awareness and carefulness, because in my experience, in my views, if you're feeling low or sad, do not try to instantly change this feeling for, you know, a positive thought. Because if it's there, it's to inform you of something, and it has to be acknowledged. It's like that denied aspect of myself was there to be acknowledged so I could be complete. So my first advice is sit with that thought. It might be uncomfortable, it might cause you discomfort, but sit with it. It's everything in nature is transitory. That thought will too shall pass. So see what it has to inform you and let it go. Okay? Don't swipe it under the carpet. It's gonna blow in your face 10 times worse if you just keep putting it down and putting it down and putting it down. In shadow work, we have a phrase that we use, whatever you can be with won't let you be. So my first advice is sit with it. Don't try to change. Sit with it. My second advice is when you feel that the guilt coming and the shame coming, you know, just bring it back to yourself. Try to really sit with yourself and recognize how far you came, you know, how long you walked to be here, and that it's okay that you're not producing as you did 2 days ago. You don't have to keep producing every time up here. Life is cyclical. It's day and night, winter and spring. The flowers don't blossom all year round. We cannot expect that from ourselves. You know, we have lunar cycle, menstrual cycles, tidal cycles. Everything is made of opposite and contrast forces. So be easy on yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, we are not perfect.
Not being so harsh on yourself.
100%. 100%. It's so important. This is very important. I have this exercise I do a lot with my coaches when they don't have a clear idea of how to start in this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to establish the quality of the internal chatter. You know that little internal chatter, the voice that goes, oh, you're not doing enough. You're not, no, that doesn't shut up. I asked him to bring it to awareness. What is the quality of this voice? How does this voice make them feel? Does it shout? What is the tone of this voice? Is it demeanor? Is it rising you up? And then I asked them to close their eyes and see if the same voice would be talking to their friends like they talk to them. And the majority of the time is no. We are so much harsher on ourselves than we are with other people. It's so much easier to forgive our neighbor than to forgive ourselves. And why?
Interesting,
why do we
yeah.
have to be so hard on ourselves, you know? And this is the first part to bring into awareness. And then people go, the aha moment. Oh my God, I would never talk like this to someone I love. So why are you talking to yourself? You know? It's
yeah.
very important.
So the kind of internal reflection to kind of be aware that we cannot put too much negativity or even like go down that path of just being too harsh on ourselves, because that will go against, I guess, the flow of really loving ourselves. Because as you said, you wouldn't talk like this to a friend, to a loved one. So that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a matter of recognizing our fragilities and our humanness. Since we are very young, since we are a child, we are doctrined to suppress, repress, or deny that unlovable aspects of ourselves, right? So if we are a good kid, we get an appraisal from our parents or caregivers. But if we are bad kids, we usually go grounded, right?
Right.
So we want to be loved by our parents. We want to be loved by our caregivers. So what we do, we try to be the good kid. And then we suppress everything else and we put there in a box. And as we go up as adults, this goes down, 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 and down. And we never have the chance to look back at it, because we're always on our mind, running around, losing connection between the mind and the body, losing connection to ourselves. And then something triggers that and we explode. Have you ever done that? I've done certainly so many times when someone says that to me and my answer is three times bigger. And I never knew
yeah.
why. Where did that rage came from?
Yeah, you know, they're just simply overreacting to small things, right?
Yes. Because it's been there all along. It's like we're swiping everything under the carpet and not really having a chance to look at it. And then it comes a day when the dirt is too much for us to bear, and it just explodes in road rages. We see this a lot in shooting, massive shootings. It's all suppressed emotions that we haven't been able to deal with.
But I think that internal negativity and that internal reaction that we have against, so to speak, ourselves has a big impact on our overall, even physical health, right? Let's talk about that for a second, how that can affect us. Because I think even if it's on a smaller level, that where we may think, oh, we're okay, we're doing okay, but if there's still this underlying doubt and we're doubting ourselves and we're really not respecting ourselves, it could have some pretty big health consequences, especially in the long term.
100%. This self-loathing, self-beating causes anxiety. I've got coaches with anxiety, with insomnia, from headaches to... And because they create this block, even in their physical aspect, straight away you can see, because if you love yourself and if you nurture yourself, why wouldn't you want to nurture your body with the best food and that food that gives you energy and that nourishes you? Why wouldn't you want to exercise your body and raise up your serotonin, your endorphins, your oxytocin? A person that loves himself will take care of themselves as a whole, will take care of their physical aspect, will take care of their mental aspect, emotional aspect, and spiritual aspect, whatever spirituality means to each and every one of us, you know?
Right.
I think the time really has come to the time. We're in 2020. It's about time for us to be able to look at ourselves in the mirror and like what we see, and to be able to sit with ourselves alone in an empty room and yet feel its fullness. We gotta integrate that. These aspects they're not excluded. They walk side by side. You know, if you really love yourself, you're gonna treat your body right. Your body's your temple, it's the house of your soul. You know?
Right.
So this for some people could be easier to start with the physical aspect and then go later to the emotion. So starting slowly by showing you care. Let me set 30 minutes to go to gym. Let me try to eat a little bit healthier. Let me do one thing that I want to do for myself and myself only today. Small steps, like, doesn't need to be a 360 change.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I teach in through Vitality Evolution, because, you know, we're so accustomed of jumping to a diet. Because we want that quick fix, we want that quick pill that makes us feel better, but not understanding that certain processes, especially if it took decades to kind of go down the negative path, and especially when we're talking about physical health, you know, it takes sometimes years and years or decades until certain things come to the forefront, like diabetes, heart disease, and so forth, so that we really kind of take these little steps and implement them day by day and week by week to kind of really better ourselves and become healthier overall, you know?
I agree 100%. And another tip that I would give is, please don't compare yourself to anyone else. You are a unique human being, creation, you know, of nature. There's no one in this world like you. And when I say no one, there's no one. You know, in a world that constantly demands us to be someone, being yourself takes a great deal of courage. But bear in mind that A, B, or C does not have your background, your upbringing, your views of the world, how you look at things, how you attract situations. So if A, B, or C are doing an extreme diet and is working for them, that's okay. Doesn't mean you need to go for that. Do what you can to be consistent, and that is consistent with your reality. That is so important. I see people, oh, but I cannot keep up because A, Z, and Y did that. That's their problem. That's their path. There's, you know, your shoes is yours to walk. So do what works for you.
It's a very good point, because I mean, you can look at it from a very drastic perspective, saying, hey, my friend is doing really well and he's a brain surgeon. You know what? Let me become a brain surgeon too, even though I don't like biology and I'm not really smart enough. But let me try to push for that because somebody else is successful. Well, I think it's the same holds true with health. And that's why I'm thinking, like, you know, the diets and all this stuff, as you said, it can work for some people, but it's much more important to do that inner reflection, to listen to your inner self. And as we discussed right now, to love yourself and really pay attention to what do you need, what makes you happy from a health perspective, from the mental perspective, you know?
And from an objective perspective, like, it's, I think it helps a lot of people, that especially with Cartesian brains, like logical thinking, is to objectively dissect the thought. So when it comes like to a self-loathing or a shameful thought, really dissect that thought. Where's this thought coming from? Is it helping me to achieve something? Is it detrimental to me? When you start to look at objectively for, you know, the more logical brains, it helps a lot to say, listen, this is not getting me anywhere. Why am I here? And jump out of the water quickly, you know, get out of it a little bit quicker. And just realize, guys, that this is it's a lifelong work. Like you said, there is no quick fix. There's no five minute work, you know, miracle body or miracle mindset. But what is if you set yourself a little target every day and you commit to it and you make it consistent, that's a huge leap already. You know,
right.
And that's how you walk, and that's how you go. Little by little, you'll get there. You know, I mean, this is how it worked for me. I'm a little bit more drastic, like I go for the 360, but that is me. And the majority of my coaches and the people I work with, we go step by step. It's like, for example, see the way I see it is, you have a huge house. And the whole house is a mess. You look at that house and you're like, I don't know where to start. I'm not, and then you get paralyzed because it's just so big, it's overwhelming. So what I do is, let's start by your room and by the wardrobe. Once we get that fixed, then we can move to the bathroom. Once we get that fixed, then we move to another room. We move to the living room. And that's how you go, and progressively, you know, slowly, you make a lot of progress.
And I think another aspect that I think is important in this overall process is to also look at your family members, your loved ones, your friends around you, because especially if you're in a relationship or if you have children, you know, introducing a hardcore diet to lose the next 20 pounds might not exactly the best thing for your loved ones around you, because now you're handicapping them, now you're introducing new meal plans and all those kind of things, which become very difficult, and it might work for a week or two, but then after 3-4 weeks it may become very frustrating for people around you, which again reflects negative on you. So it's kind of that cycle. So I think, like, you know, to kind of like love ourselves, respect ourselves, and consider all the loved ones around us at the same time when we are planning to change our life, when we are trying to better our lives, is an important aspect, right? I mean, you feel that?
Yeah, I feel like for me it's a bit easier because I'm not married, so whatever I decide to change in my life, for me it's easier. I don't have any kids, but in a household where you do, I feel what it helps with my coaches is, if you include that loved one, always bring up, I think, conversation, because your loved one obviously wants to see you well and wants to support you in whatever change you want to bring in your life. But on the other side, you cannot impose that to your loved one, right? It needs to be a common ground, a common denominator where you two can work together. So this can impact positively both of you.
Exactly. So and you need the support. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, you need the support.
So I think bringing your loved one into that and really being clear on what you want and what are your goals and asking for their support is very important, you know. And with diets, I think it's unsustainable because that's what people don't understand. These diets, it's not a one fits all. It might work for A, it might not work for B because your life might be busier. It might be mother of five, you know. So maybe get whatever of that diet works for you and adapt it to your own routine, but make it long life, because what we need is a re-education. It's not a diet. It's something that we'll be able to follow through. And because this, and that's where the frustrations come, right? We get a very big, restrictive diet, and we're able to follow 1 or 2 weeks, and then we are not able to follow anymore. And that's when the beating and the guilt and the self-loathing comes. Oh, I can't believe you're not able to fulfill this. Oh, I can. It's insane. You know, it's just bringing in knowing really yourself and knowing your limitations. We do have limits. Our physical body have limits. So take what is good for you and try to work on your own body type, on your own routine, you know, but stick with that. Whatever change you make, if it's small, stick with it. And then that will bring you positivity. You'll bring a sense of achievement, of accomplishment, because you're able to stick through with that.
Right, exactly.
If it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we covered a lot today. I mean, the internal reflection to understanding that we need to love ourselves, that we want to love ourselves, because we're all connected, we're all one, and really tapping into that and slowly and surely realizing that we have such power within us is so important. Well, Fabiana, do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
No, I think that just on the last point that you said, if we really think collectively, your healing is my healing. So whatever you work on yourself to be a better person, it impacts the whole collective. It impacts the world. So just bearing this in mind, when you're healing yourself, you're actually contributing to heal the world. So with that in mind, you know, let's go for it.
Great. Thank you so much, Fabiana. Very eye-opening. Appreciate your time. Again, you can reach Fabiana on her Instagram account at Fabi_Dorea. Thanks again and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.